it was all good just a week ago. Can't believe we ain't speaking though.
What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Time Is Right podcast. My name is Scott Smith, and I am your host here on the Time Is Right. This is a podcast of Ripe Creatives. We are a ministry based in the great city of Philadelphia. We leverage the arts for the purpose of mission here in the city and around the region. A lot of times here on this podcast, we're talking about events that we host in the city of Philadelphia. Sometimes we're talking about events that we go to outside of the city. Today is one of those episodes that is the latter. Breakaway is a youth conference that happens in Maryland. The dates are March 1st through March 3rd, 2024 was whenever we went the most recent time. We've actually done this a whole bunch of years. It's at the Ocean City, Maryland Convention Center. It's a big deal. You know, it's a beautiful thing. The guy who runs it is actually in the room with us. He's one of our guests. But before we get to him, we have another guest on today's episode. You have heard his voice many, many times.
Oh, boy.
And he is back. Mickey Mouse is in the house. DJ Angie, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Glad to be back.
It's always good to have DJ Angie. Jared and I, Jared Top Mop Productions over there, we joke a lot about how Ant could be on almost every single episode here on The Time Is Right, because he's a part of pretty much everything that we do. He's part of the leadership team within Ripe Creatives, and we love having Ant G on the podcast as well. Our other guest is the guy who's behind Breakaway. He's going to give his own introduction.
The legend.
But he is a legend in our eyes. We love him so much. It's been a blast getting to know this guy. Gary Greco, welcome to The Time Is Right.
Hey, it's good to be here with you guys. You build me up a little more than I expected, but great to spend some time with you.
We're excited to have you, man. So, Gary, we ask every first-time guest to do this, so you are not exempt. Even though we all know who you are, our listeners probably don't, unless they're your friends that found this podcast through you sharing it, which, hey, welcome. But most of the people are probably not going to know who you are that are listening right now, so we would love for you to give a full-on introduction. Who are you? How old are you? How tall are you? You know, what's your shoe size? All those things. No, I'm just kidding. Just give an intro, kind of sharing a little bit about your story so people have an idea for who you are.
Absolutely. I'm not sure I'll cover all that stuff, but I may throw a few extras in. You never know. But I am the executive director of Mason-Dixon Youth for Christ, and I serve that chapter, which is one of about 150 chapters across the United States. We're located in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and our ministry has been around for 76 years. I certainly haven't been that long, but the ministry's been reaching middle and high school students as a part of the National Movement of Youth for Christ. We're also in over 100 countries in the world, so Youth for Christ is really global. And I actually attended as a freshman in high school, moved from inner city Baltimore to the county area when I was only, an eighth grader. And moved out of the city to lots of fields and agriculture area and cows and stuff I wasn't used to in the city. And took the city boy and moved him to the county. And got involved in this thing called Campus Life. And Campus Life is a program that we do in Youth for Christ. Kind of like a youth group that's an outreach, but not associated with just a specific church. And made some friends there, had some good times. The very first event I went to was called a burger bash. So as a freshman in high school, for a buck, they told me I could eat all the burgers I wanted for a dollar.
Hey, that'll get you.
Yeah, I had 13 burgers that night, and I've been gone ever since.
What's that, like $75 now with inflation?
Yes, I would say, no doubt. But, I really grew in that ministry over those 4 years of high school, made a lot of friends. And although I grew up in a family that went to a certain church, you know, I thought I was a Christian because I was baptized as a baby and all that. But, you know, I didn't know a personal relationship with Jesus. And through Youth for Christ, I was exposed to that opportunity. And I accepted the Lord as a junior in high school. And really from there, I started growing in Him in a tremendous way. And when I graduated high school, I didn't want to leave Youth for Christ. So I commuted to University of Maryland and was a volunteer for a couple of years. I went to college for engineering and thought that would be my profession, and but stayed involved with Youth for Christ. And that was a long time ago. I graduated high school in 1983, before many of you were alive, and yet got involved with YFC as a leader, volunteer, went part-time in 86. So the way YFC nationally records our service times is when you start to get a check. And that was very small in 1986. But I've been on staff in 1988 in inner city Baltimore. We had a fire in my family, and I lost a couple relatives, and it was really a brutal time for us. And it was then really that God revealed my calling to leave engineering and to start full time with Youth for Christ. It was pretty crazy for my Italian family, and you know, that didn't understand why I would go to college and get a degree in engineering and leave and make a whole lot less money, and had to ask people to support our ministry, which they thought was crazy and weird. It was very different, but God had a plan for me, and I've now been involved on paid staff for 38 years. So that's a long time. I really, you can't see me, but I look like I'm 23. I'm just that good looking, right, Ann?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But God has just allowed me for these years to be a part of YFC in so many different capacities. And in that first year of full time in 1988, we went to an event in Washington, D.C. called DCLA 88. And it was a youth congress event, 20,000 teenagers with massive programming. The president came to it, and it was just an incredible event. And a bunch of Youth for Christ directors from around the East said, man, we could do an event like this locally. That was a national one. So an event called Impact was born. And in 1989, we held our first Impact conference.
Wow.
And that's really when I started learning about programming and producing events and activities. And I really never knew that would be a gift that the Lord had in mind for me. So that was the beginning of these national or these local events. We did 32 years of Impact, and then we added 2 years later Alive, and we had anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 students twice a year in Ocean City, Maryland. And but about 6 years ago, Metro Maryland Youth for Christ, which is a partner ministry, a chapter in, based out of Baltimore, they were kind of the chapter that owned the event. They just felt like it was time to stop that event. And it was really just made a lot of us sad. And we prayed a lot about, you know, could our chapter, which is called Mason-Dixon Youth for Christ, take over the event? So we did. So that's just a little bit about where Breakaway started. And I love Youth for Christ. I should have said this a few moments ago, but our mission is to be an outreach to students not involved in any church. And so we offer lots of programs, work with kids in pretty extreme situations. We do events to take them out of it, but we also have a lot of dedicated volunteers who just love on students appropriately.
Amen. Amen. That was very thorough. Gary.
Yeah, I was a lot.
Listen, you took us all the way back to 1986.
I did, way before.
I was like, oh,
I learned something.
Yes, Scott.
I did too. I didn't know half of this stuff.
You weren't even a twinkle at that time.
Listen, I was born, I think, in 89 or something like that. So
wow,
I
was born in 88.
Hey,
wow.
You were born in 88 when he was starting ministry full time.
Yep.
Gary.
Man.
Gary's an old man, if you can't tell by it.
But I look better than both these guys.
It's facts, Gary. You look great.
Amen.
So, Gary, thank you for your intro. Thank you for giving all the perspective, especially about Youth for Christ. Youth for Christ is amazing. You might disagree with this, but I have, you know, likened it to Young Life sense of like similar mission, even if some of the structure and way that they go about that are different. I've really appreciated it. About 15 years ago, so how we got connected is about 15 years ago, I was graduating college, and a guy by the name of Chris Thompson works for Youth for Christ, to you, is like an area director.
Yeah.
And he actually met with me and tried to recruit me to be staff with Youth for Christ, and we had a great conversation. I ultimately really felt called to urban ministry. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know what that would entail, but I really felt like I was called to the city and to engage, you know, around motifs of like racial reconciliation and justice, and just felt really called to that without having a ton of context for it. And so I, instead of working for Youth for Christ in Pittsburgh area, I moved to Philly and joined staff with my former employer, the Philadelphia Project. But Chris stayed up with me. He would reach out, you know, every couple years, every, you know, year or so, and he'd say, hey, man, we have this thing in the summer called Heat Wave. And I'm like, Chris, I work for an organization that works all summer. Like, we have summer missions teams. I can't be a part of that. But if that ever changes, I'll let you know. Well, in 2019, we launched Rape Creatives. And honestly, I think Chris was one of the early people. I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm actually doing something different now. I could probably be a part of that thing that you always tell me about called Heatwave if you'd like to have me. And so 2019 led into 2020 with a pandemic.
Yeah.
Heatwave didn't happen in 2020. But in 2021, the conversation began with, hey, we want to bring Heatwave back. And I remember Chris being very gracious, like, hey, we don't really have a budget to bring you because of some changes here. And I was like, that's not my heart. My heart is to serve, to do ministry with or without a budget. You know, one of my spoken word pieces are with or without income, it's been done. I drop need for titles, right? Like this idea of ministry is a calling. When there's resources and revenue for our ministry tied to it, great, because that helps us throw the events that we do in Philly. But even when it's not, I make the decisions of what I want to do or not do in ministry based upon God's heart and God's desire for me to do it, not about the budget. And so that's kind of what led to the conversation.
Yeah.
2021 Heat Wave. What do you remember from 2021 Heat Wave connectivity there?
Yeah. So Youth for Christ in the USA started in 1944. And to the best of our research, there's this event that's done on the Jersey Shore was the earliest event that in record and that has is still happening nowadays. So we have a picture from 1950 in Ocean City, New Jersey, and it was called something different. But so this event has been happening annually on the Jersey Shore. That's an outreach 5-day event and reaching out to kids. So we carried this over, Chris and I and several other Youth for Christ leaders, and we have been running it for now a couple decades. Well, 2020, of course, when the pandemic happens, there is no opportunity to do it in that summer. In all those years, that was the first year it was canceled, but everything was canceled, right? And so 2021 comes around, and at that point, the convention center in Wildwood, which is where we have been meeting now for about 20 years, they hadn't opened up yet. So as we're planning in the winter months, we're thinking, what's going to happen? Is it going to be another bust or what? And we were so determined to do a youth outreach that we were not going to let a closed convention center keep us from doing it. So we did some research, and there's a park right across the street called Fox Park. And we thought, well, we'll do an outreach event and do it in the park, but how do you handle weather and storms and all that stuff? And we needed a worship band, and we needed some speakers and all those kind of things that we always need, but on an outside setting. So that's when we reached out to Scott and said, you know, with not a lot of time, we didn't even know by the end of June if we were going to be able to be inside or not. Turns out we weren't. We were in that park. And yeah. Scott, you put together a worship team from Rape Creatives and fit the bill for us, and you came in and did the MC work for us, and we had you know, pulled together some speakers. We had about half the attendance we normally would because parents were paranoid about, you know, COVID and all that. But that's how we first met outside. And Jarrett, who's here, was our sound guy, brought in stuff, you know, woo-hoo, on the fly. And we pulled together the event, and we had about half the attendance. But I think the number of students that gave their lives to the Lord at that event outside like never before was one of the highest ever. It was incredible.
Wow.
It was
it was an amazing experience. Yeah. And it was a God thing through and through, because that was one of mine and Jared's first times getting to do a multi-day thing together. Yep. So Jared came out just, hey, I know there's no budget, let me just serve. and brought out a soundboard and brought out some gear and made it work.
Yep.
And we even got donated and borrowed stuff to make that happen at that point, because this was like very early. And then Emily, so I will never forget this. We were on a meeting. It was me, you, Chris Thompson. I think there was a couple other guys from different chapters within YFC, a Zoom call.
Yep.
And Chris, Chris, I hope you hear this. Chris goes, "Don't worry about worship. We'll just play YouTube videos." And I was like, "No, we're not." Dude. I was like, "That's not a thing, Chris." He was like, "Nah, what's the difference?" Like, I was like, "Chris, there's such a difference."
Huge difference.
Absolutely.
And I mean, he was basically just saying, "We have to do this event at all. Like, no matter what, we got to do the event," which I appreciate. But I was like, "Let me make some calls and just see. Like, is there, if you guys could handle housing and some food and stuff, could I put together a team? And, you know, some people come. It might not be the big team, might not be the quote-unquote A team, but it's like, can somebody come out and lead worship for these kids?" And so I called Emily and Josh. Emily ended up being able to do it. And she reached out to people, and it was like immediate yeses from her team, like Isaac Brunk, who's down now in Maryland, actually down near yeah, he's a legendary dude. We love him. But no longer really actively a part of Ripe Worship because he's out of town. But also the Esty and Priscilla, that was their first time really doing an overnight gig with Ripe Worship. Rashid came and drummed, and Emily led vocally. And it was just like this amazing kind of hodgepodge team. And it was actually the first time that the term really, like, Ripe Worship was ever used like publicly. And I remember they were like so excited. So the week really meant a lot, not just to the kids who got saved, gave their lives to Jesus, a ton of recommitments happened, but it meant a lot for Ripe too.
Sure.
Like, it was really foundational. I would say the Ripe Worship team having the confidence to go do the gigs that they do now annually, you know, 5-6 conferences a year kind of thing that they do, they travel around and do. It all started at Heatwave 2021.
So I think God had a plan to have you guys as a part of it. And, you know, as you said, Chris indicated, we were going to do that event no matter what. We weren't going to let the pandemic and paranoia that was out there stop it. I said there were less people, but God pulled together not only you from Ripe Creatives as well as YFC staff. We did it outdoor. They called for rain all week. It didn't rain until the very last day and our last session.
It rained the last day, though.
It rained pretty hard. Here we are under a tent we rented, and it's flapping. It's going crazy.
It's like a hurricane.
Yeah, it was pretty wicked. But it was. I believe God wanted you as a part of not only that event, but what we're talking about now.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because even at Heatwave 2021, I mean, just me, right? Like, my big thing is if I get brought into something, I try to bring all my friends. I just can't help it. So even from the artist standpoint, now, okay, so Ripe Worship's there. And I'm like, "Gary, will you just like, can we bring in artists and stuff?" And I think you had a frame of reference for that for Breakaway or Heatwave in the past. But it was like a little bit of like, well, we don't really have it in the time frame. Yada, yada, yada. I'm Gary. All my time sheets are down to the second. But eventually you gave in. You trusted me.
I did.
Abel came out.
He did.
And performed.
Yeah.
He killed it. We had Namara come out.
Yep.
She did great. We had Claire even come out.
Yep.
Rick, we were going to have come out, but it didn't end up working with the Wednesday night because of the beach party or whatever. So Rick didn't end up coming, but you really enjoyed Abel in particular.
We hit it off right away, and a great guy. I consider him a close friend now, and he killed it, man. He did a great job. The kids really enjoyed it, and all put together at last minute. Our budget, we lost big bucks that year because of all the stuff that happened, and we were okay with that because we were investing in this event and the lives of kids, and God did an incredible thing. And I still, as I look back on it, that event, you know, catapulted all that we've done since, which I know we're going to talk about. That's so cool how he used that heat wave in 2021 to begin really an incredible partnership.
Yep. A 3-year journey. So coming out of heat wave, in which at heat wave, that's the first time I heard the term breakaway with you guys, with Youth for Christ. Ironically, we actually do another breakaway in the fall. that has nothing to do with Youth for Christ and not at the in Ocean City, Maryland. But you say, hey, I would love to talk to Abel about Breakaway. I would love to talk to you about Breakaway too, Scott. And so 2022 Breakaway comes around. You decide you're going to book me to host, MC, perform spoken word. And Abel is getting booked as the artist for Breakaway, which is you always bring in different artists every year. And so you book Abel, and Abel's like, hey, I got a DJ. You know, that's a part of my situation if I'm coming down. We also have this friend named Rick. And you were like, well, I have a different DJ. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I promise you our DJ is better than your DJ.
You did say that.
I was like, I love DJ Doo-Wop. I do. But, you know, he DJs weddings. Ant's an artist DJ, right? He's like a DJ that does these conferences. And
I'm just here to serve, guys.
He's here to serve. But Ant's a beast. Ant's very good at what he does.
He is.
And so that was kind of a big funny thing because you were like, I don't know. How's it going to feel having two DJs? And I was like, Ant's not going to care. I'm sure the other guy won't care. Gary's like, no, I think we just want to go with one DJ. Do you think DJ Ant could do the whole conference? I was like, yes, Gary, this is like what he does. He DJs conferences all the time. And so it ended up becoming the right fit. And so Ant and I got to go down, and I remember you were like up in arms about Rick.
Yep.
Like, I don't know who this Rick guy is. I'm like, who's this Rick? I was like, you didn't know Aaron 6 months ago, Gary. You didn't know me.
Yeah, like, I still was a little skeptical.
Gary's always skeptical of anything we do. Yeah. So, but Rick, Abel, Ant, myself all came down. We had some of the wives with us too. We ended up doing that same team 2 years in a row, just with one other addition with Eve. So obviously you enjoyed it enough to have us back 2 years in a row.
Absolutely.
So shout out to that. Anything you remember just from your perspective, the first couple years?
So let me clarify, and this one is in Ocean City, Maryland, so still a beach town. We draw from about five different states. It is YFC chapters, but then there's also about 40 to 50 church youth groups of all different denominations and backgrounds that come. And over those years when we had a couple thousand coming, we were bringing in pretty big A-list names, speakers, artists, bands. You know, when we scaled back, the venue had a brand new performing arts center. And we wanted to utilize this incredible venue inside the venue. And when you talk about trusting him, you, Scott, and bringing in like a DJ, I had worked with agencies around the country and A-list people. So I wanted to make sure I was bringing top talent that loved the Lord and could work with us for our mission to impact young people and their leaders. So I was skeptical because I just didn't know Rape Creatives. Well, Heatwave was a good experience, but it was that COVID year. It was crazy. And God delivered, but now Breakaway is a whole different animal. Like, and I was skeptical, but you know, the Lord brought you, and you guys all just did. You know, you were as professional as any of the A-list artists that I've had in, from speakers to DJ to Aaron, Rick, and I was sold from then on. So,
appreciate you, man. We try to do things in excellence.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and. You know, I'll just say to those of you listening that been doing this for three decades, there's a lot of, I won't say names, but prima donnas out there that are hard to work with, and their demands are just ridiculous. And they may be believers. They could be have albums like crazy and followings across the country. But sometimes fame and fortune maybe changes attitudes and so on. And I've always wanted to work with people who just love the Lord and want to serve and work together and just let God be God in that event. And I'll tell you, Rape Creatives is that. And they bring an authenticity that is unmatched. So I'm not just saying it because I'm on this podcast, but I do believe in this ministry and these people. So
I appreciate you, Kevin.
Amen. We appreciate you. We try not to be the people that need the bowl of red M&Ms in a room that's at a crisp 71 degrees.
Exactly.
We try not to be those people.
It's crazy. Some of the riders I received, I'm talking, you know, again, A-list national artists, and they would send a rider that was like 20, 30, even 40 pages of stuff that every detail, it was just crazy. And I learned, you know, I would, because we put on a professional event, you know, for a Breakaway, we hire in professional light, sound, and video companies that's based out of, you know, on the East Coast, and they do a phenomenal job. So we want it to be a tremendous event. You know, it's crazy when some people have those kind of demands, but with Ripe, it's they just want to come in to serve, and I so appreciate that about all of you.
Yep. It's been a good couple of years. We did 2022 and 2023 with Abel and Rick. The second year we actually had Eves join as well.
Yep. Yeah, she did
and
great.
Similarly, you were skeptical.
I was.
It doesn't matter what I do. I'm like, Gary, you didn't know Rick a year ago. He's like, who's this Eves girl? Yeah. I was like, what are you? I was like, she's gonna bring a different element.
Yeah.
And we did an episode actually about Breakaway 2023. With Rick and Eves. It's actually on season 2 of this illustrious podcast. Go back, check it out. It's a great episode, great conversation with them. Eve said something that I think was very true. She said that it felt like Rick and Aaron grabbed one arm and I got to be the other arm.
Right.
And we each grabbed different kids to bring them into the experience of Breakaway at a different level. And I was like, that is the beauty of our team, is the diversity of talent with different genres, different styles. And it was a really good year last year. Coming out of Breakaway, I remember on the last day of 2023, Gary, you were like, I can't book these same people again. Okay, Scott?
Yep.
And you were basically like, we never do 2 years in a row, ever. We've already done two. I can't do three. So I don't know what we're going to do next year, but we love having you. And a whole bunch of other stuff kind of led to this, but you ended up booking a couple other people for this year. Before we get to that story, though, and just from your perspective, relationship with Gary stuff, obviously we're not the Red M&M people, but anything from your perspective just about Breakaway as a whole?
I mean, I don't prefer red M&Ms, but like blue and yellow, you know. No, I'm just kidding. I think, you know, getting to know Gary has been an awesome experience. And just being around Breakaway and just that entire community, getting to meet all of the youth and the youth leaders, and, you know, getting to hear their stories and stuff has really been awesome and impactful.
Thanks, DJ.
Yeah, we I always get the same joke every year. As long as Ant comes, you can come.
You know, I say that. I also say Tiffany is one of my best friends. So with Tiffany, I bring along Ant.
As long as Tiff comes.
If Tiff comes, then
we both get to go.
She's awesome. And I you know, not only that first time working with you, Ant, and Tiff was there, and then along with those guys from Ripe, I just fell in love with you guys and in the appropriate ways. And I not only have, of course. Well, you know, you never know what people are thinking when you hear that kind of stuff. But I mean, it really, that's a crazy thing. But I work in youth ministry, and for a lot of years, I would say to students and to guys, I love you, man. And, you know, you love students. You say that now, they hear it differently because they're not exposed to authentic love.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kidding when I say that, but almost you have to qualify it. And
makes sense.
But no, man, I say often, because Ant and I have we're kind of similar stature, we look a little different, but I say, you know, I put us next to each other and say we're brothers, you know. And we
can't tell the difference.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of difference, but I believe that these are people who I love with all my heart. So Ant and Tiff, and you know, I say as long as Tiffany comes, you can bring Ann along.
But we love you too, Gary. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, we do love you, Gary. So going into this year, it was like, hey, I want to have Right back in some way. And you guys change up usually everything. So you change up the speakers, the worship team, the MC, the artist, the painter, the comedian, like all of that stuff changes every year.
Yeah, it does.
And that has been a commitment that you guys have made the entire length of Breakaway and even going back to Impact years.
Yeah, Breakaway, Impact and Alive, like I said, it started in 89. And I didn't know I was a programmer, producer of large events. And over the years, I just learned so much. And one of the things I learned is to be diverse in your programming so that it's not the same thing. And YFC did a lot of national events. There's a whole lot less nowadays. But you would think, well, YFC is about events and stuff like that. There's actually only a couple guys across the United States, or people, I should say, that can program events like this. So I have actually been asked, and I have run, I'd say about 6 to 8 national YFC staff conferences. I was involved in those DC conferences until they kind of went away in early 2000s. And I just believe you're diverse, you bring in new talent, and you're exposing your leaders and kids to different people. So it's part of my philosophy to not bring back the same artist. I have over the years brought a few back 2 years in a row, but never 3. I want to stop and say something here and put Scott on the spot and to say one of the things that he does so well is, you know, to be an MC or a host of the events. And I need you to know that would seem like a simple job that almost anybody could do. You're introducing people, making announcements, you know, just being that glue between every element in the program. And there's not a lot of people who can do it with really excellence. And Scott is incredible at it. And he didn't pay me $5 to say that. But I will tell you, he does a great job. And it's worth me considering bringing him back repeated times because he just is a natural at it. His spoken word is incredible. And he's introduced me, as we've already said, to just incredible artists through Ripe Creatives. And so, you know, that has caused me to change some of my thinking about bringing people back time after time. And DJ Ant, you know, he is in the background or on the stage, but he is supporting the rap artists as well as, you know, we've been in times with the band and in transitions. And my deal is when I open the doors and these kids flood into the room and the leaders, I want them to feel like show is on, even though the doors open and the program doesn't start for maybe a half hour, but he is in the back making, you know, just an incredible presence on the stage and getting us ready for when the actual program starts. And Scott does the same thing. He has a lot of fun. So, you know, and I'm not just saying it because I'm on this podcast. They all do an amazing job with that.
Appreciate you, man. No, hosting has genuinely become one of my favorite things to do over these last 4 years of doing ministry with Ripe.
Yeah,
I've started to like say no to more speaking engagements, yes to more hosting, emceeing, because it's just like I do feel like it's a gift set that is unique. You know, there's just not a ton of people that can host. Why I'm good at it is because I've done it 1,000 times now, right? Yeah. Like I was hosting 70 nights of worship at club for 10 years, right? So I've done it a lot. So it's become kind of a skill and muscle. But I appreciate your acknowledgement there. I try to do my best with it. You make it interesting.
I do. I try to keep you on your toes. And
just got to be willing to think on your feet.
Yeah, you got to. I have to also, as you know, I call the cues and everything, things happen. But Rick and Aaron Abel were, you know, did such a great job. But there was an example where I wanted to have a change up. And I said, okay, let's stay in Rape Creatives. But tell me of some of your other artists that you have. And I had teenagers, you know, telling me, are Rick and Abel coming back? And I was like, oh, they'll be back eventually, but not for this event. So we were looking for another artist.
Yeah, so it led into Heat Wave, actually, 2023. Uh-huh. I'm always scheming a little bit. So we're doing Heat Wave again. Ant's the DJ for Heat Wave. So this cyclical relationship, he brought us back for Heat Wave and Breakaway and just doing stuff together, you know, year over year, multiple times a year now. And I was like, oh, what if we get Demir? We could slide Demir into Heat Wave and give you a chance to see Demir as an artist perform and then maybe potentially consider him for Breakaway. So that's what we did. We did Heat Wave in 2023.
Yep.
And you were like, okay, let's do Demir for Breakaway 2024.
Right.
And then leading up to Breakaway 2024, there was just like some different challenges and things going on that we were like, you know what, to make this even better, we could fill this time because there's a lot of time to fill throughout the weekend.
I think in the past, you know, we've had Aaron and Rick.
Or Aaron, so, Rick, and Eves.
And Eves. So looking at all of the time that we had to fill, it was like, oh, we can just go there and go there. But then we were like, all right, what else can we bring? And last minute, we made a phone call to one of our good friends.
The living legend. Yes. The ultimate clutcher. Doc Hero, ladies and gentlemen.
And yet again, I was skeptical.
Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
Tell me about this one now.
Who's this guy? Does he even do music? Yo, I'll never forget that. I was telling him about Doc, and I was saying how like he is responsible for throwing a lot of the events for Christian hip hop in Philly. Like, you know, if you go back and listen to FOF Fest, one of my favorite episodes from season two, amazing episode with Doc and Sean. We were talking about how if they don't do it, it doesn't happen for Christian hip hop in Philadelphia. Like, they're kind of the guys in the whole city. They're the ones that, like, if they just stop doing their thing, it's like doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of like a burden that they carry. But Doc is, you know, you, I was telling you that, and you're like, so he has artists he knows? And I was like, no. Gary, he does music.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, is he good? And I was like, Gary, he's good. Like, yeah. I promise he's gonna be solid.
Me and Doc spent many years traveling around the country, performing and stuff like that. So that's my guy.
So we threw in Doc last minute. You ultimately say yes to that. Thank you for that. I think on Thursday morning, I think you said yes before Friday. We're going to the conference.
Yeah.
So very last minute addition, and we go down to Breakaway. Third year in a row for Ant and I, first time for Demir and Doc. Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, four main sessions, whole lot going on.
Yeah,
we get in the cars and we head down to Ocean City, Maryland Convention Center for Breakaway 2024. Now, we brought new artists. You also booked all new people. So there's nobody that we really knew. I mean, your whole team we know. But in terms of all the other, the worship band was new. The speakers were brand new. The artists, in terms of the painter and the comedian, were brand new. Talk to us about some of the other components that were a part of this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, we've said a couple times today, last minute and so on, but when we plan these events out, like I'm booking sometimes a couple years out, so it's not typical to add so many things at the last minute. And yet, I'm very flexible and willing if this is part of what God's will and it's going to make the program that much better. I want to bring it in. So Demir came and Doc was amazing. And again, another brother, he and Demir really did a great job for us. So this year, as I was planning a year out, I felt the Lord was directing me to go in some different directions with artists and people that I put on stage. I mean, it's a busy weekend. Leaders come in and they just need to be with their students and love on them and take what's said on the main stage and in the workshops and the training we have for them and just let God do incredible things in people's lives and through leaders. So I booked two speakers that I've never worked with before, and these guys were amazing. Chris Singleton's out of South Carolina, and Chris was a professional baseball player. And part of his story was several years back, you'll probably remember, there was a shooting. A guy comes into a church and just starts unloading on people, and nine people were murdered in that church that night in Charleston, South Carolina. And Chris Singleton's mom was one of those people that lost her life and
so
was ushered into heaven. And that's a big part of Chris's story, and he speaks to students around the nation. And I just felt like God told me he needed to be a part of this event. And then George Dehaney, he is a guy who he's 30. He was adopted from out of Romania, and he was born without arms. So if you can imagine what life is like. And he came in, told his story, and I mean, the dude is amazing. He's
very talented.
It's incredible. He tells his story, but he is classically trained to play the guitar, the cello, the piano, and drums with his feet. And as a part of it, you know, we had him do a couple numbers playing the guitar with his feet, and it was incredible. You could go on our website, if I can throw that in there, just breakawayoc.org, and there's some footage and some pictures, and, you know, you can look up George Dehaney and find out about him. But they delivered. They did an incredible job. During worship, I had a friend who had led worship in the past. He brought in a band. Drew Wagner and the Drew Wagner Band, and just awesome people to work with. But while worship was going on, you know, I have often had an artist in who paints, And I got word from a friend, just like I trusted Scott. This other guy said, I know a painter, and he was out of Jersey. He's a pastor. And he came with his wife, and he was just blown away at the event and how we took care of our artists, as well as how God used all of us behind the scenes and on the stage, to just usher kids into the gospel message. And I mean, it's an incredible, it seems like a mountaintop experience. But the cool thing is, all these kids come and leaders come, but they go back with their students, and they can take what they heard in that weekend and carry on the ministry for, you know, forever. Yeah. So it's, you know, God has just brought Ripe Creatives and all these other artists. Just, it was a great weekend, guys. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was really good. I know, I mean, George is one of one. If you haven't seen a video of George playing the guitar with his feet, it's one of the wildest things you'll ever see. And to just think about, I think, like, it's not even just, he's a great communicator, but it's more like what he embodies in terms of overcoming challenges and navigating difficulties, which for a teenager right now, like, they need to have more voices in their life. And for Chris to talk through forgiveness, right? While his testimony is as crazy as it is, I think story translates so well to teenagers. And even, you know, like, I'm not saying I'm great, but I'm okay at spoken word. Like, trying to articulate story with the students of, you know, connecting the dots of, hey, here's part of who I am, and how does that impact you? Drew, similarly, Drew's a great dude. I like Drew. Drew was probably a highlight of the weekend for me.
Fantastic.
He is amazing. Like, just vocally, he's like ridiculous.
Amazing vocals.
But even just his heart for worship, he's been doing it a while. He's been consistent, you know, grinding, pushing through. And, yeah, but he, like, knows how to lead a group of students in particular. And he was just a really good team. Even the painter guy, I know it was his first time ever there. Yeah. But he did a great job. He even did our Devo over the course of the weekend for the leaders.
I did phenomenal. Forget one person that I just want to throw in quick here, but because he's a professional who's done this a long time too, but the comedian was a guy named Taylor Mason. And I mean, this guy's incredible. He's out of New Jersey. Awesome. And a friend, we have worked together, but it's been some years. And I mean, he was probably one of our favorite comedians in evaluations in a lot of years. He just, he was amazing, and he fit in super well. He loves the Lord, and man, it was a great lineup.
Not just comedy. That man can play the keys.
He can play.
That he can.
Not like Doc Hero can play the keys.
Yeah.
Like, he can really play the keys.
It's all good. And really, you know, one thing I want to point out, kind of alluded to it about the gospel presentation and all that, but it all builds to Saturday night, where the gospel is shared in the audience. There's a lot of kids that are brought who don't know the Lord. And there's kids who maybe do, but haven't been walking with them. And I really have a lot of heart-to-heart with the speakers and say, listen, I really want you to bring it to the gospel message. And about, you know, a first-time decision, as well as, you know, a recommitment, a reboot of what's happening in their walk. And George did that. And a programmatic change from past years, you know, you have this spiritual experience with all of you as artists and all behind the scenes. I mean, the venue is just beautiful. It's just so great for this kind of event. But, you know, sometimes you dismiss them into, let's go get pizza. Let's go to the, you know, the bonfire. We have a bonfire on the beach and all these things. But we changed it up, and we actually instruct them to go into the hallways with their youth leaders and just talk about what just happened. And you see pockets of students all over this venue sitting down. Some are crying. Some are laughing. Some are just, you know, in all of what God is doing in their lives. And that's a special time, dude. When you walk around that convention center and there's kids that are just so moved by the Holy Spirit. It's a powerful time. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's one of the coolest things ever. And it is, when you think about this, it's not church kids. These are not kids that are naturally coming to one of these things. These are kids that you guys have built long-term relationship with and invested in over the long haul to do the, like, life-on-life ministry. And then you're inviting them into this bigger moment. But it's like harvest, right? Like, you've been sowing in relationship with these kids for so long, consistently, day in, day out. And then it's like such a gift to be counted among the number that get to come in and like be a part of the harvest moment, because we didn't do anything to deserve that, right? It's like some water, some, you know, till the ground, some sow the seed, but God's the one who brings the increase. And we feel super honored to have this like one touch couple times a year with you at these bigger events. But the real work is being done for 51 other weeks a year.
Yeah.
You know, consistently with your leaders and kids. And what really marked me about it, like why I'm like all in, YFC calls, especially Mason Dixon with Gary, you know, if YFC Mason Dixon calls to do an event, like what's the date? What time you need me there? What do you need me to do? Is because you guys, and I've never seen this before, but you guys make a commitment. Every kid that comes to the big event, they're getting a touch weekly.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's
it doesn't end there.
Like, I've never seen that before. There's a lot of people trying to build really big things and get a lot of people into a big room. But there's not a weekly commitment to walk out life with them the way that you guys are. And I'm just like, oh, this is like good stewardship. Like, for me to spend the weekend here in an environment where not one of these kids goes missing on Monday, that's good stewardship of my time.
Yeah.
Because I know on Monday, you know, 20% of these kids are going to be met with, and on Tuesday, another 20%, and on Wednesday, another 20%. And by Friday, the whole group has been met with a week after this is over. Like, you don't say, I'm telling you, that is unique. I've done a lot of these things over the last 15 years. That is so one of one. And I appreciate that a ton about YFC.
And I learned that back in the 80s and 90s and all over the years, and the Lord's taught me a lot. But what you just said is so important to us and vital to the success that we've had over the years. So to God be the glory. He continues to teach us new things and open new opportunities and new partnerships. But it's been a good ride. It's been awesome.
Amen. Any other big, just big picture thoughts about Breakaway, Ripe Creatives, YFC? We really appreciate the opportunity to be there year in and year out.
I would say, you know, if whoever's listening, if you have a church or know a youth pastor and they're looking for some quality events, I mean, we've mentioned Breakaway, which is next year. It's I'm a little nervous about it because just the timing. It's always the first weekend in March, but it's going to be February 28th. March 1 and 2. So that feels a little weird being February there, but it's the same weekend we just had. And it's in Ocean City, Maryland. We have the next couple of year contracts. Our Heatwave conference is in the end of June every year. Because of the 4th of July weekend, it kind of messes us up every 6 or 7 years. And it's typically a Sunday night through a Thursday night. And this year, because of the 4th of July weekend and dealing with hotels in the summer, it starts Friday, June 28th and goes till Tuesday night, July 2nd. So, you know, but if somebody's looking for an event to take students, it is outreach. We know students of nowadays. This is a high school event. Breakaway is 8th through 12th grade. I'd encourage you to check us out. Bring a group of kids. We try to make them as low budget as possible. Our goal is never to make money on the event. We just want to try to break even. You know, there's been years we've lost and years we've been a little above, but we've never made a lot of money. So if you know anybody who would be interested, youth pastor, youth leader, have them get in touch with me. Scott knows how to get a hold of me. So does DJ Ann. And, you know, I would love that. But I want to say for those of you that, you know, are listening to this podcast, and this is about Ripe Creatives, you know, I'm obviously sold on this ministry and we are true partners and brothers in the Lord and sisters that are part of Ripe. But, you know, this ministry is the real deal. And if you pray for them, thank you. And I'd encourage you to continue to. As an executive director of a nonprofit youth ministry, we need partners. We need people. We need people that will donate. If you donate $1 or $1 million, I think Scott would love $1 million. But even a dollar, I know he appreciates. And it is money worth worthwhile money invested. I can say that as an outside. He didn't want me to tell me to say that. Matter of fact, he probably doesn't. Might want to edit this out. But I want to say thank you for those that invest in this ministry. And I'd encourage you to consider others that could support Ripe Creatives and Youth for Christ. And we're on the front line reaching this generation the best that we can with the gospel. And I appreciate them.
appreciate you, Gary, for saying that. Yeah, it's funny because that's usually how we end every episode. So I will use yours instead. But yeah, what I believe to be true, and you could ask me 15 years from now and maybe I'll tell you it wasn't true, but I have been sure enough to give my life to this that the arts are a tool to reach this next generation.
Absolutely.
That right now there is not a more potent tool to reach teenagers in the world than the arts. Yeah. They spend a lot of time watching content of artists on TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat. Like that is their world. And artists have a way of cutting through that a lot of times a sermon doesn't. And I'm not saying that we should stop preaching sermons. We should do both. But for me, it's like, let's build up artists. Let's build up creatives. Let's build up content creators that can get into the spaces where kids already dwell.
That's it.
And reach them. And in spaces like Breakaway, thank you for valuing the arts.
Absolutely.
I've seen a lot of big conferences that just, they do the worship thing. They do the teacher thing. They do the small group thing. And that is the expression of the conference. I think the arts have a way of connecting with them. I know it does because they're all at our table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's hundreds of children screaming at our table and like wanting to connect with people and staying up throughout the year. And like, imagine if you preach a sermon so good that somebody wanted to go back and listen to it every day. That's what art does.
Yeah.
You do a song so good that these kids listen to it every day.
Absolutely.
For 365 days until the next year, and they know the every lyric to every song. That's powerful influence.
No doubt.
Let's make sure that the people we're putting on stage have great character, great humility, great follow through, great faithfulness. And that's our commitment as RIPE, is how are we making sure that we walk this thing out? The kids that you give us to influence at a Breakaway or Heat Wave, are we leading them to the right place? Are we leading them ultimately to Jesus, not to ourselves?
That's the question.
So that's our heart.
Amen. That's good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me be a part of this podcast. And if anybody wants to know more, get in touch with Scott. And I appreciate you all so much.
Hey, thanks for taking the trip, Gary.
Yeah, it's all good.
We appreciate you being here, man. It's the continuation of a great relationship between RIPE Creatives and Youth for Christ, Mason Dixon.
So the big question is, do we bring Scott back? I'm skeptical.
Who's that Scott guy?
Who's that Scott guy? That's good, man. That's good. We'll see what happens. You never know. I'm sure there's other MCs out there, Gary. But we're here when you need us. We can guarantee you that. We've enjoyed it.
I knew that
each and every time. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in today. As Gary said, if you want to partner and support our ministry, I think it's great. And ripecreatives.com is a place you can do that. You can also find information on how to like book Angie. Our booking, you know, email for RIPE is on there, but also you can book Angie directly. Ant is the best DJ in all the land. We love him to life. He doesn't just do youth conferences, though. He can do other, you know, private events and weddings and things like that as well. So make sure you look up DJ Angie. He has his own website as well. And please, as Gary said, like look up Youth for Christ Mason Dixon. Look up Heat Wave. Look up Breakaway. If you are over youth in any way, within a church, outside of a church, you have a group of teenagers, Breakaway, Heat Wave, both amazing things to look at. You can find all that stuff on the World Wide Web. DM us. We'll get you the information. So,
absolutely.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. As always, thank you, Top Mop Productions, for recording and editing this episode. We appreciate y'all. Until next time, as always, stay right. Don't worry when problems come. Just worry about the one who solves them. Just be strong and hold on. It's really over.